And I really appreciate that.
It's a pretty long packet
with all the background. So all the hard copy packets have been passed out. So if you did not get one and you have not accessed on your phone the packet, you can share with one of your neighbors. We are going to have 2 hours today together. So hopefully we'll be able to get through a lot of our agenda. I don't know if we'll get through all of it as process goes, but we should get through quite a bit of it. And now I would like to introduce our timer, Deanne, to read about how the timing will go.
I'm Deanne, I'm an alcoholic,
soy alcoholica,
and I'm here from Area 17, Hawaii,
de parte de la área 17,
and I'm your timer
Hawaii.
Today.
Y soy la persona que va a tomar tiempo
for this session, sharing from the floor microphones will be timed at 2 minutes.
Pleno va a estar,
the yellow light comes on at 90 seconds, and the red light at
2 minutes,
followed by
luego
a loving applause.
La luz amarilla
if the speaker
se prende
is
los 90
being
segundos,
interpreted, the time allowed
va a estar
will be doubled to 4 minutes,
siendo
with the yellow light coming on at 3 minutes.
Thank you for letting me be of service.
Gracias por dejarme servir. Thank you. Okay, the very first thing we're going to do is the approval of the PROSEP business meeting procedures. These procedures have not changed since last year. So what I would like to do to get an approval by the body to use the current procedures, business meeting procedures, just with a show of hands, all those in favor.
All right,
any opposed?
Alguno que esté opuesto?
Okay, thank you. Unanimous. And now also next on the agenda is the minutes from last year's
PROSEP.
In order to expedite time and save time for the many motions that we have, I would like to ask for all those in favor to raise their hand if they're okay with the foregoing of the reading of the minutes since we've had them for a little over a week.
Con la lectura de los minutos desde que los hemos tenido por una semana.
Any opposed?
¿Algún otro que se oponga?
All right, thank you.
Muy bien.
So now, if there's any corrections
ahora, si hay una corrección,
or questions on,
o
the,
preguntas
on the minutes,
referente a las
come up to the mics.
Acta, pueden venir al micrófono.
Are you headed to the mic, Teddy? Okay, good. All right, is there a motion to approve the 2023 PROSEP business meeting minutes? And you need to go to the mic to do that for
our recording.
Janae Alcoholic, Area 18 Secretary. I make a motion to approve the minutes from the 2023 PROSEP business meeting.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second, from Thomas Bishop.
Lo segundo.
Thank you, Thomas. And all those in favor of approving the business meeting minutes from 2023?
Levante la mano.
All right. Any opposed?
¿Alguien que se oponga?
All right, looks muy unanimous.
Entonces parece que
next, I would like to ask for Brian P. to
Brian P.
come up to the mic and give highlights of the treasurer's report.
De los puntos importantes del reporte del tesorero.
Hi, family. I'm Brian. I'm an alcoholic. Happy PROSA. So I served as the alternate treasurer for PROSA 2023, and our treasurer was Marcus F., and I was asked to step in with less than a month to go in the event, and my capacity was just limited to planning the cash handling for the event and executing that, and then just standing in for him during the event,
and
they brought me in when he found out that he couldn't attend the event in person, and again, he's not able to attend the event today, but he did perform all the other duties of the treasurer, and you did a tremendous amount of work to keep the money flowing and to get everything accounted for and to put this report together. So this report was prepared by him, and I just want to acknowledge him for all his hard work and excellent work for us. So the report that I'm going to be presenting is in the business meeting packet on page 7, and it is titled Pacific Region Alcoholics Anonymous Service Assembly Standard Financial Report.
Como el informe
so a note about the format of the report. This is a standard financial report, and it is required by the PRASA guidelines that the chair of our PRASA committee, which is Thomas B., turn in a report in this exact format. So, and the last revision to this format was approved in 2022 by this body, and part of that stated that we would give us a fair chance and not propose any changes to it for another 3 to 5 years. And so if you see something that, you know, could be improved or whatever, and there are some things that we see too in working with it this year. We shouldn't spend a long time discussing that today, because I think the purpose of that was that, you know, we could deal with other business instead of every year just finagling the format of this report. If you look at the report, there are three main sections. There's at the very top, cash in. That's money that we brought in as a committee during our work. Cash out, that's all our expenditures.
El dinero saliente.
And I'm just going to give a really high level first, and then I can jump into the breakdown afterwards, and
primero
I'll try to keep it short. the total cash we received was $157,323. Actually, I'll give you the exact figures there.
Perdón, les voy a dar la cantidad exacta.
Because these are rounded to the dollar.
Porque estos están sumados al dólar.
$157,323.18.
El dinero entrante
sería $112,307.
Y nuestros gastos eran.
That's at the bottom of the second section. $112,360.10. And the difference between the money that we took in and spent was $44,963.08. The first item in the cash in was the seed money that we received.
Es el dinero de semilla que se dio de las prazas anteriores, que eran $37,000, $603.29, y el dinero con el que nos dejó eran los
44,963,
se le dio al siguiente plaza, y la diferencia entre ambos
se puede ver en el lado izquierdo. To the left in smaller print in italics, it says net cash from event. That's $7,360. So the seed money that we received, $37,000 in seed money, by holding the event, we added approximately $7,300 to that, and then we passed it on to the next process. There were three main sources of income: the seed money, which I just explained,
registrations.
There was 1,513 registrations at $25 each, and that totaled $33,880.50. That's actually with the fees, the payment processor fees taken out of that,
de pago y distribución sacadas de
and
ello.
Then we had meals.
Y luego tenemos los
and that was where it says banquet. Cenas, that was a Saturday night banquet. Luncheons were Saturday luncheons. Other meals was
y otras
Friday night dinner.
Comidas
and,
que fueron
and also
como la comida del viernes
the
por la noche.
Cream,
igual la nieve which, delgado.
That was actually money we collected from
que
the past delegates for the delegates
de los pasados delegados para el,
event.
Para
and then
in
other cash received,
where,
there's $288.
Y otro dinero entrante fueron
$25 of that was in contributions. People at registration would leave money,
que fue entrante por la
scholarships for other people.
quisieron dar como dinero
extra para dar una colegiatura para que alguien más pueda venir. And then the rest of that is from a printer sale.
Igual el resultado de eso es de una venta
the registration team bought a printer for use, at the
de una impresión,
and then,
de una impresora, perdón.
Later decided to sell
el comité de registración decidió hacerlo
up here and keep it for a year.
Esta compra para poder
usar
la registración.
Y
luego la vendieron a la área 5 a un 20% de descuento en vez de mandarla al siguiente comité.
For cash out, meals,
you'll
see there's a figure $78,824. That's after a $5,000 credit that was put there. There was a $5,000 advance deposit required by the hotel, and that.
Había un depósito requerido de $5,000 de parte del hotel, entonces lo acreditamos después. Los $5,000 fue quitado o fue puesto ahí bajo las comidas. Entonces el dinero de las comidas nos costó $83,000.
I'll kind of explain this with the next item.
Ojalá y pueda explicar esto en el siguiente punto.
Okay, so facility. That includes the $5,000 deposit
that we put
in advance,
and then
we got $5,000 credit for
nos dieron como un crédito de $5,000, un poco más de crédito para los cuartos, pero usamos $8,000 con $878.
So the net was around $3,700.
Y eso fue alrededor de
for rooms,
de los
and one second.
De los cuartos que pusimos.
Yeah, other than that, there was just small charges to hang
aparte
the banner.
Aparte de eso, había unos cuantas tarifas para
hospitality. $790. That was
el equipo de traducción, igual
la
hospitalidad,
snacks,
y los voluntarios, las decoraciones de los globos
COVID
en el lobby, igual las cubrebocas y las la registración, las bachas, los detenedores de bachas, igual como los paquetes de registración. Uno de los costos más grandes allí fueron la renta de 6 computadoras, igual la compra de una impresora que después vendimos. Tuvimos dos intérpretes de español y dos de lenguaje americano de señas. El equipo que rentamos salió a $6,800.
$218
igual pagamos por el viaje
of that,
del
custodio
de la región del Pacífico y el restante
kind of
de esto es como misceláneo
los the round
útiles que se usaron
publicity,
igual a publicidad pagamos para que el comité de alcance pueda
publicar únicamente for constant contact to do email blasts,
and then buttons, producing buttons the year before to promote los the event at the se dan
previous PRASA planning. We paid for airfare for the next year's PRASA chair to attend.
Igual pagamos
the printing of the business meeting packet was $1,250, and there were some committee mileage, and then there was a packet stuffing event
for
the committee to stuff all the packets, and there was some refreshments purchased there.
Administrative, we
had our DBA publication and filing, some treasurer expenses and bank charges, and then $488 for our archives display. And for technology, the $154 you see there was for website hosting and a plug-in for the process survey and for payments. So all in all, again, we ended up with $44,963, and per the guidelines, we forwarded $1,500 to the PRASA that's 2 years out, which is to
a la PRASA que está 2 años por venir, que ahora sería Alaska, los $1,500.
We split that, the rest of that evenly,
y después lo dividimos efectivamente en los restantes 4 PRASAs que están por venir.
So
eso es todo.
Great job, Brian. Is there any questions for Brian?
¿Hay preguntas para Brian?
Not so quick now. Alan Pass, Delegate Area 92, Eastern Washington. 92, Brian, that was a good Washington. Report. What was the total cash received?
¿Cuál fue el dinero que fue
recibido? Yes, total cash received, including the seed money, was $157,323. $157,323.18.
Con 18 centavos.
Right. I thought I heard something different, but thank you.
Perdón, okay. Pensé que escuché algo diferente, pero gracias.
Any other questions?
¿Alguna otra pregunta?
All right, I'll entertain a motion to accept the treasurer's report.
Moción para aceptar el reporte.
Thomas B., Southern California Area 5. Thomas B., del Área 5.
Thank you, Thomas.
Moción para aprobarlo.
Kevin Fowler, Area 3, and I second.
Thank you. All right, all those in favor?
¿Todos a favor?
Any opposed?
¿Alguien que se oponga?
All right, thank you so much. Good job, Brian.
Gracias, Brian. Buen trabajo.
So, how many people came to last year's PRASA business meeting? Okay, good. So, hopefully, you'll kind of remember this. All right. So, we ended on kind of a interesting note. So, I'm going to talk about that a little bit. There was a motion to create an ad hoc committee to review the current seed money distribution. It says that the committee would bring back to the 2024 PRASA business meeting, obviously not 2024, because we're here now. PRASA business meeting suggestions.
Oh, thank you. I did ¿alguna sugerencia?
I missed the report from the PDAB.
Se me faltó
Tommy.
El informe de la PDA de parte de Tommy.
I thought if I sit down fast enough, she'd skip me.
Aloha.
I'm an alcoholic. My name is Tommy. Grateful to serve Hawaii Area 17 as their Panel 73 delegate and also serve as the 2023 and 2024 Pacific Region Advisory Board Chair. That was a lot, huh? All right. The purpose for the PDAB is our little short one, the Delegates Advisory Board, is to assist each PRASA committee with planning the upcoming PRASA, to support the efforts of the committee in making decisions on the details of the next PRASA. The membership of the PDAB consists of 6 delegates, past PRASA host delegate 2023, Doug S., Area 5, current PRASA host delegate 2024, Eric L., Area 6, next PRASA host delegate 2025, Joellen L., Area 2, the second year's host delegate 2026, me, Tommy G., Area 17, third year's host delegate 2027, Crystal S. from Area 72, and the fourth year's host delegate 2028 KW Area 18. Also with love and support from our Pacific Regional Trustee, Riley K. Thank you. And at the 74th General Service Conference, during our Pacific Region Delegates Lunch, we will be choosing and voting in a new Pacific Region Delegates Advisory Board Chair. I have to say, since I became the Advisory Board Chair, we had very few meetings. Reasons being, first, as most of you know, the great PRASA committees in our region are made up of dedicated and committed PRASA delegates from their areas with all their experience, strength, and hope by all the delegates in the Pacific region. Our PRASAs, with very little help from outside their areas, they are the best regional forums that you can have. I truly tell you, it's great. And second, but don't get me wrong, when we had one proposed item that was sent to us, you know, one of the actions we do as the advisory board is to help with making the agenda for this. And we had one, only had one proposed agenda item from, for our PRASA business meeting. While I was waiting for the heavy flow of proposals like we had last year with Andy W., the past delegate from Area 2. With that, and this year's PRASA committee extending this meeting to 2 hours, I think it is a great chance to get all the business on the agenda done to open up for more ideas to help future PRASAs. The one action we have is to help develop the agenda for PRASA business meeting, and with love and support from our Pacific Region Trustee Riley K. and our PRASA business meeting chair, Past Trustee Kathy F., thank you, we accomplished that. May all our PRASAs in the future be as fun, exciting, and united so we can inform the members to the fullest as PRASA 2024 is doing. Thank you, 06 for PRASA 2024.
Malo. Adios.
Thank you, Tommy. And thank you, Joel. Okay, so back to what I was saying is that last year,
Esta moción no prosperó, hubo una moción de reconsideración y fue secundada.
And then we had to end the process because of time.
La reunión de negocios debido
so
a tiempo.
At this point,
entonces,
we are
en este
going
momento,
to straight into a vote
vamos a
whether or
a una
not
votación,
we want to
si
reconsider.
Que
so that means
o no,
talking about this ad hoc committee again,
de este
about this motion
de nuevo,
again.
De esta moción.
So, and if it fails,
si falla,
the motion,
entonces,
you know, is done. But if it passes, then we'll
si aprueba,
open up for discussion again on this item.
El
so
de
all
este punto.
Those in
entonces,
favor of
favor
reconsidering this item,
punto,
raise
favor, levante la mano.
All those opposed?
Todos opuestos?
Okay, that fails. Thank you. So that item
gracias.
Is finished.
Este punto se terminó.
And the next item of business
y el próximo punto de negocio
is
sería
last year
el año pasado,
I was asked to create an ad hoc committee, a continuance
auxiliar,
of an ad hoc committee
on
the website and archive guidelines. And I asked Joel C. to chair that. And I'm now going to ask turn this over to Joel
entonces,
to give a report on that. And they have
Joel
a recommendation.
Y tiene una recomendación también.
Hi everybody, I'm Joel, I'm alcoholic. Past delegate panel 60, San Diego Imperial Area 8 and past Pacific Regional Trustee 2014 to 2018. I want to thank Kathy for asking me to chair this ad hoc committee that worked over the last year. And I also want to thank all the folks that were on the committee. Those of you who were on that committee, would you please stand? Doug, stand up. The committee members from the ad hoc, would you please stand? We've got Doug, we've got Mitchell, David, and Jennifer Miter might not be in the room right now. And thank you, good. And I wanted to acknowledge those folks, and then we have two other committee members who aren't here at this PRASA with us. There was Mary T., past delegate from Area 5, thank you. And I always get 593 confused, especially right around that time. And then also Theron, who is actually the web server. But I especially wanted to make sure I knew where those folks were and that Kathy also knew where those folks were so that when we get into discussion, if there are questions, I might actually defer to members of the ad hoc committee for answering those questions. So we're on page 10 in your packet, old business item 2. There are 1 1/4 pages of background. I'm not going to read out all that background, but I'm just going to let you know that there have been ongoing challenges over the years for PRASA related to continuity when it comes to archives and when it comes to the website. And there have been a couple of different discussions over the past few years trying to make improvements in those areas. Those discussions culminated last year in the creation of two new positions, a web site advisor and an archives advisor for PRASA, each of whom is to work with the local host committee for any particular year on website and archives issues.
Referente a los problemas de archivos y página de web para ese año.
Having those two servants in place helps to kind of keep the ball rolling related to archives and related to the website. Those positions were created last year and they were appointed, but without anything being added to the PRASA guidelines regarding those positions. And so what we've done over the last year is to try to craft language for the guidelines
to help with
the continuity of those positions going forward. The things that we were asked to do are all interrelated with each other, and so our recommendation, which starts in the middle of page 11, has four parts to it, but we're asking that those four parts be taken up as a single recommendation because of their interrelation with each other. Once you get to the recommendation in the middle of that page, please follow this part. If it's in italics, it's an explanation. If it's underlined, it's new language for the guidelines. If it's in strikeout, it's language that's in the current guidelines that we're recommending be removed. And if it's underlined, and if it's in normal font, then it's just what's already in the guidelines as it stands.
I'm going to
read out starting on the middle of page 11. We recommend that we add the following language to the PRASA guidelines regarding the PRASA Archives Advisor. In order to promote support for host committee archivists, a PRASA Archives Advisor will be appointed by the Pacific Region Trustee to serve no more than two consecutive 2-year terms. The PRASA Archives Advisor is responsible for the following duties: management of digital collections related to PRASA, working with host committees to collect useful content for future PAD planning, working with the PRASA web server to make items accessible to PRASA members, and retaining copies of all necessary account log information and ensuring that additional copies are provided to the current Pacific Regional Trustee, the immediate past Pacific Regional Trustee, and the incoming host committee chairperson or designee and host committee archivist. And then E on the next page, maintaining a procedures manual outlining more detailed expenditure or expectations for archives management. Pausing. I just want to acknowledge that that position has been created and that person has been appointed. Then part two, we recommend amendments to what's currently in the PRASA guidelines about archives. So the current guidelines read, newly confirmed host areas assignment of archivist, the delegate of each confirmed host area shall appoint an archivist for that assembly within 60 days of the close of the conference when the hosting is confirmed. All of that current language to stay in. Then everything else that's in that section, we are recommending simply be struck out. I'm not going to read through the strikeout, but in summary,
pero para sumar,
none of what's in there is actually currently in practice and hasn't been for years.
En práctica y no se ha practicado
we
en
aren't
años.
And haven't been doing these
entonces,
things
no vamos
for
estar,
a long time.
Ni hemos estado haciendo esto then, por mucho tiempo.
The new language,
y luego,
the host
lenguaje,
committee archivist is responsible for providing an on-site archives display room during the PRASA weekend, compiling with the assistance of the PRASA Archives Advisor a comprehensive historical report
from
the time hosting is confirmed until the area's host responsibilities are completed, collecting material related to the hosted PRASA and supporting the Archives Advisor in collecting
planes del área suborganizadora y compilar material relacionado con la plaza organizada y apoyar a las autoridades de archivos de la administración de contenidos útiles para la planificación futura. Y la tercera parte es para la página de internet que dice: con el fin de promover el apoyo a los web servants de los comités organizados y la continuidad de un año a otro, un subservante de plaza será nombrado por el custodio regional de Pacífico para servir no más de dos términos consecutivos de dos años. El web servante es responsable de las siguientes tareas: garantizar el uso de un registrador de dominios, un proveedor de alojamiento y una plataforma web coherentes año tras año, conservar copias de todos los datos necesarios para iniciar sesión en la cuenta y asegurar de que se faciliten copias adicionales al custodio regional del Pacífico. El custodio regional del Pacífico inmediatamente anterior al coordinador o coordinadora o persona designada del comité organizado entre y al servidor web del comité organizado, actuar como refuerzo del servidor web del comité organizado, anual para proporcionar apoyo técnico cuando sea necesario continuado. Cada comité organizará ser responsable de la información específica. Y después de la cuarta y quinta parte, sigue con la sección actual de plaza. Todo lo que mira bajo el bloqueo final en la página 13 es el idioma que actualmente existe en las guías.
For PRASA.
Para PRASA,
we simply recommended adding
simplemente
what you see underlined.
So I'm going to go to that final paragraph.
Entonces voy
I'm going to
read it as it currently exists,
y voy a leer
and then I'm going to read
existe.
It with
actualmente como
so currently it reads the custody of the site, meaning the website, will be passed on yearly to the next hosting committee. The website will be operational approximately 6 months prior to the assembly. The new language will read the website will be operational year round with updated information regarding the next coming PRASA available
approximately 6 months
prior to the assembly. That is our recommendation.
Esa es nuestra recomendación.
Thank you, Joel and committee. So now that comes to the floor as a seconded motion from that committee, and we are open for discussion.
Aloha, I am Sean C., the Hawaii Area 17 Treasurer. I speak in favor of this motion. I want to thank the ad hoc committee for the great work and that has been done here. And I see how this will really simplify some of this process, particularly the continuity of the website is really important. I understand that it's been difficult and sometimes needed to be almost redone every process, and this will leave an existing website and structure that can be amended year to year as needed, and it will save time and money for us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Megan.
Hang on 1 second. We're going to go over here, and then we'll be back.
Hi, Robert Alcoholic.
Robert.
I'm curious why you decided on 6 months to bring the new stuff online for the next year's PRASA. Why was that chosen as the time and left that way?
¿Por qué se quedó así?
That is the current practice, and what we're hearing from host committees is that they really do need that amount of time to kind of get things together.
Juntar las cosas.
They need that amount of time to have the plan in place, or because I just don't know why we wouldn't make it sooner than 6 months, like 3 months after the end of the current process, we would roll the new information onto the website.
If they're able to do it sooner, they're certainly allowed to do that.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you. Rhonda?
Rhonda Fairchild, past delegate, Area 42, Nevada. I have a couple questions. One, will the archives live on the website?
Van a estar, quedarse en
would you like to answer
internet?
That, or you want me to have Mitch? Mitchell, would you like to answer that?
Mitchell, puedes responder esa?
Mitchell Alcoholic.
Mitchell Alcoholic.
Yes.
the website would contain material relevant to PRASA archives. There would be material that would be publicly accessible. It would not be the entire contents of all PRASA materials.
Thank you. And your second question?
That's not in the guidelines. Like, do we know? Is that just something we assume?
That
we know?
Or
should that be added to the guidelines?
Thank you for the question. The provision that we discussed within our committee was the creation of the working document and then specifications of what would be publicly accessible. The reason for the distinction is we want to make sure the material is anonymity protected, pertinent to information relevant to membership's interest in PRASA, but there are some planning documents that are useful for incoming PRASAs and perhaps past PRASAs that are not necessarily appropriate for public display that would be accessible as part of the collection. So we wouldn't perhaps load all of the information about the hotel and the contract on the website. Now, the reason for not including it in the guidelines is if you include those in the working documents, those are easier to adjust and correct as opposed to having coming back each year and revising the guidelines with very distinct details about what to include or what to exclude.
Mitchell, correct me if I'm wrong, but there's also a guide for the archivist, is that correct? Yes, that is not part of official guidelines, that does contain what goes on and what doesn't, is that correct?
Correct, there's standard operating practice. General Service has archival practice, also professional practice over what is appropriate and what perhaps can be accessible but not immediately on the website.
Okay.
Just adding that in the new language on page 11 regarding the PRASA Archives Advisor, item A is management of digital collections related to PRASA. And while that doesn't specifically state that those digital collections are on the website, that is in fact where they are. And then also C, working with the PRASA web servant to make items accessible to PRASA members, also clearly infers some presence on the website.
Okay. And then I just have one more quick question. Did we find all the PRASA archives? Because we lost them at one point. Anybody know?
There no longer is a physical PRASA archive. The physical PRASA archive was turned over to one of the areas through a motion at the business meeting and still resides with that area. I apologize that I can't remember which area it is. There is no ongoing physical PRASA archive anymore.
Thank you.
Hi, Megan McCormick, Alcoholic, and I serve as the co-chair of the current PRASA website. I'm also the webmaster, and I speak in favor of this. It's quite a chore to turn it over, especially when the domain name always expires at the end of March. And so if the coming in host doesn't, you know, if that doesn't get quickly given over to them, I've heard that often they've lost the domain name, and that could be actually a big problem to actually really use that if someone else bought it in the meantime. But yes, I speak to this. I have a question though. So If the web servant has two years for consistency, that makes a lot of sense. And I kind of want to know what the content management system is likely to be chosen and whether there's any thoughts already. I can almost guess what it is, but I'm curious because that'll make a lot more easier transition if it remains the same. And there's nothing in here that says that would be, I think it's inferred.
Sure. Jennifer.
Jennifer, do you have the answer?
Jennifer tiene la
she says she doesn't know, but she's coming.
No sabe, pero ahí viene.
You don't have to run.
No tienes que correr.
Hi, Jennifer Alcoholic. Great question. Theron has a whole detailed information and has thought a lot of that through, and so I'm sure he would be happy to take any of those questions directly and to go over that. And if people have suggestions, it's an ongoing conversation for sure. But he has given that a lot of thought. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay. Yes.
Hi, I'm Monk, alcoholic. I'm a DCMC for the Combined Hollywood District, Area 05. I'm wondering for just clarification, if PRASA isn't like a long-standing committee, who takes on the financial responsibility of maintaining this throughout the year? I guess if the money is transferred over per new, I guess, panel or per new area that's taking it on, and this is an ongoing 365 cost, would it have to change hands, or would this be something that you guys would be taking on?
Are you asking about the all the finances to host the presses, or the money to
host
the website?
The website specifically, because it would be a domain name that would need yearly payment.
So, PRASA at any given moment is administered by the host committee of that's of that particular area. So right now, the host committee for PRASA from this area, California Northern Coastal, is administering PRASA. And then right after this PRASA ends, Alaska will become the administrators of PRASA. They have seed money that they've received from previous PRASAs. So they have the money to take care of the expense, and it will be their responsibility to take care of the expense. And the web servant will simply work with them to make sure that that happens.
Okay, so just for clarification one more time, so if the renewal comes, though, at the same time as the previous host committee is still hosting, would they then have to pay two payments, or would that move forward onto the next host committee? I mean, I guess I'm just not understanding the timeline that you guys are anticipating.
Doug, do you have some insight into that? Because you're right. I mean, the timing of when the turnover actually takes place can be a little bit fungible. So do you have some insight on this, Doug?
So you're referring to the domain name, make sure we don't lose that, right? So the renewal would occur annually, and that would be incurred as part of the process of funds. Is that the question?
Yeah, I just wouldn't want one committee to lose out on additional funds to have to pay for it twice.
Yeah, well, the funds are there from the seed money from the next year, the next host committee. The money's there. The renewal occurs in March. We heard that a few minutes ago. So that's why the continuity of a web servant that's working year-round to ensure that. That's one reason why it's so important, is to have that continuity in place so we don't make a mistake like that could happen or potentially is happening.
So that email would then be directly to you and not the new host committee, right? So it would be one email that would have to receive that notice.
So it would be to the web servant, that the two-year rotating position.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Okay. Seeing no further comments or anyone going to the mics, we're all in favor of this recommend. Okay, go ahead.
Norm Alcoholic, Area 93. Just quick question: with the is the web servant and the other position? I was trying to look it up, but I had to hustle to the mic. What's the other position that we were talking about?
Archivist and Riley appointed those folks. Mitchell is the appointed web servant. And Theron, who was unable to be here this weekend, is, or opposite. Mitchell is the archivist, and Theron is the web servant.
And so these are not positions that we're paying an outside contractor for. These are internal positions. We're volunteering. So not an expense to process.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. All those in favor, please raise your hand. This will take 2/3. Any opposed? Seeing no one opposed, motion passes. Recommendation passes. Thank you. Thank you to your committee. All right, this next motion was brought forth at the last PRASA, and then it was tabled. And so I'm gonna go ahead and read the motion. That each host area have no more than $7,000 in their reserve prior to open registration. The amount distributed to the next four assemblies should be capped so that no subsequent committee will have more than $7,000 in seed money. All funds above $7,000 per area be forwarded to the area host committee. Be forwarded to the Alcoholics Anonymous General Service Board General Fund. This motion was tabled at the 2023 PRASA business meeting and will need to be untabled if we want to discuss, which will take a motion to untable, a second, and simple majority.
Madam Chair, my name is Greg Muth. I'm alcoholic, and I'm speaking on behalf of the original motion maker, Mike M., and I so move that this be moved off the table and proceed to discussion and vote.
Thank you. Is there a second? He made the motion to take this off the table. Is there a second?
My name's Vicky. I am an alcoholic and I second that.
Thank you, Vicky. Now, so what we are voting on now is we'll take simple majority, and what we're going to be voting on, there's no discussion. What we are voting on is if we want to open this motion back up for discussion, or if we do not, it will die. The motion will be done. So all those in favor of taking this motion off the table for discussion, please raise your hand. Okay, lower your hands. All those opposed? I think I'm going to need people to help me count, actually. These PDAB is going to help me count. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 rows. All those in favor, please raise your hands and keep them up. In favor of taking this off the table.
Les voy a decir, ustedes nomás levanten la mano y ya, hombre.
Just right here. Oh, just right here. Yep. In that section, that 33. 33, okay. 34, okay. I think everyone's been counted.
Creo que ya contamos a todos.
Somebody else just, which section did you count? Kay just told me the same section. Yeah, Roseanne, the PDAB was counting. Okay, 31.
Okay, 31.
Okay, got yours, thank you. Anybody down here?
Alguien aquí?
Tommy, did you count a section?
Tommy, contaste toda la sección.
How many? Thank you. Okay, all those okay. Opposed, please raise your hands and keep them up. Mano. for and Tommy's? Okay. Okay. All right, give me 1 second. Okay, it was 173 in favor and 160 opposed, so this motion is now off the table, and we will, it is open for discussion. Okay, I'm going to start over here.
Alcoholic, my name is Teddy, and I was blessed to serve as the PRASA 2024 chair earlier in the process, and what I have noticed from that and other things that I do is that in event planning, the host venue will require a considerable amount of money up front, several months in advance, and so I appreciate the intent and the emotion behind this motion. Nobody wants excess funds, but if we pass this, no area will be able to have the funds available, and some area to make the deposit, and it would actually mean that some areas would be unable to host PRASA.
Thank you. Greg?
Hi, my name's Greg. I'm alcoholic. If you look at the financial report we just approved, the bottom line shows the seed money advances to each area 4 years in advance. You'll see in 2024, the area received $41,500. In 2025 already, they received $32,188. In 2026, $20,337. 2027, $10,000. And the motion says that's up until they open registration. So it's to get them the deposits, some organizational cash, and this document shows that they have plenty of money to do that. And that's been going on for quite a few years, that we've had a lot of cash floating out there. And we now know that the General Service Board would like to have some of that. This body used to donate excess funds to the General Service Board on a regular basis, but there was a motion that stopped that practice. So I think it's prudent that we try to live within our means, and $7,000 should be enough. If it's not, if a committee needs more money before the September registration date, then we can deal with it.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Hello everyone, my name is Aline, and I'd like to explain something real quick. I was on the 22 planning committee, and I was the deaf liaison, and we budgeted about $12,000 for the Spanish and ASL translations together when we were on that planning committee. My preference was to hold 7,000 is too little, because you have to get rid of the translation because it's budgetary issues, but 20,000 seed money, we felt more of a buffer and safe to continue having ASL translation. Me being on the 22 committee, we had 33 deaf registrants. Same, we were on Zoom, and we had the ASL translation for the committee member, who I was the deaf liaison. So it was me and Brian, and then we were on the planning committee, and we were had months of meetings in Area 58. They were having planning meetings as well. Deaf people showed up, they were involved in the planning, and that's why we needed the ASL interpreter. Same with Spanish as well, I'm assuming. So that's all what we needed. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay,
I think we're over here now.
Okay, I'm Dennis.
Soy Dennis.
AA member and also treasurer of this
plaza.
And I actually didn't expect this would come up.
Yo no esperaba que esto iba a salir. So pensaba que no iba a tener tiempo.
So a couple of things.
Son un par de cosas.
You know, I know that it's
$41,000
that we have in our seed money.
Tenemos en nuestro
seems like a lot of money. But do you know how
ahorros,
much it costs
¿sabes
to do
que AV cuesta
here?
Para hacer una, un sistema
$44,000.
$3,000
to put the banner up.
If we had our budget right now, is we get $60,000
from registration.
Para la
that's what I'm expecting.
Eso es lo que estoy
and that's what we got. We have great registration.
Tenemos maravillosa registración, muy buena
but
registración.
Our costs are $87,000. So there's not much we can do to bring that down.
Nada más que podemos
so we're
going to
use
$30,000
of that seed money.
De ese dinero.
We could not have held this
lo que no podemos
this
tener este plaza este año sin ese dinero.
It's not about
y no es acerca de cómo
cuánto
vamos a gastar antes del evento. Eso no estamos mirándolo correctamente.
How we look at it
cómo lo miramos correctamente
we're sitting there
desde que estamos sentados ahí, miramos estos números que nos dicen, tenemos que decidir.
Going forward.
Arriesgamos seguir
if
adelante si solamente tenemos $60,000 y el área
back us up,
no nos va a apoyar.
We could not have held this process.
No hubiéramos podido tener
it just
este plaza.
So
eso
it does seem like a lot of money.
Parece
it is a lot of money.
Dinero,
but PRASA costs
mucho
money.
Dinero.
So anyway, those are my thoughts. Thanks.
Son mis
thank you. I'm an alcoholic. My name is Barbara D. I want to ask him a quick question. Tell me the number again that we needed before PRASA showed up,
antes de
Mr.
Que
PRASA
se llevara a cabo. Una pregunta.
Was it 40?
Eran 40.
The number money we got
el número que, tu, que nos dieron por adelantado fueron
40,000.
¿Qué necesitábamos antes
de registraciones?
We needed 80. If I'm interpreting your question, our budget was
88,000
total.
Total.
So 60,000, the amount between
60,000 and 80,000,
which is 28,000,
if I'm counting
correctly.
Si
that's what we need to take out of the budget.
Es que
that's what we're
going to
spend from the money. Now, we
dinero.
Make them out better than that,
si
because we're
going to
keep
esto,
costs down, but that's what
we're looking bajo,
at the time
that we
made these decisions.
And
I don't know about your area,
no sé si, pues,
but
área,
I could not have gone back to Area 6 if I asked for it.
$30,000.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
So $7,000 would not have made it.
So
thank you.
No lo hubiera hecho.
Rhonda? Okay. Rhonda Alcoholic,
Rhonda
Pastor
Alcoholic,
Area
Delegada,
42.
Area 42.
So I like the idea.
So me gusta la idea.
I just think that $7,000 is too low of a number, and if Mike were here, I would ask him to amend this to a different amount that I might be on board with, and that's just what I want to say.
De acuerdo.
It's too low of an amount.
Es
thank you, Rhonda. Yes.
Norm Alcoholic. I'm going to speak in opposition to this motion. I'm not an aviator. However, they talk about flying too close to the deck is a term that I've heard, and to me $7,000 is financially flying us way too close to the deck. There's also in the groups that I'm a member of, the basic AA groups, we have something called a prudent reserve. That is to tide us over in times of financial uncertainty. And so to me, the $40,000 or so that comes to each group in seed money is really roughly the same as a prudent reserve. It gives the groups flexibility to be able to do planning with confidence that they're not going to have to go to some, that if the registrations don't go through, like let's say there's a pandemic or something, then you're, you know, Area 93 was scrambling to get a whole bunch of money uncommitted when the pandemic hit, as we were due to host a physical process, we had to go virtual. It took us quite a while, quite a lot of scrambling. So given the uncertainty in Well, there's always uncertainty in this world. So at any rate, I just really think that this 40,000 is a prudent reserve. And then what happens with inflation? If inflation happens and we've set some arbitrary number, guess what? Inflation will suddenly make that number, which even may seem reasonable, it can make it just seem trivial because of that. So I'm very much in opposition to this motion. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, hello, my name is Don and I'm from Area 42. I serve as our public information chair. I'm also a vice chair on our inner group. And we host about four events per year that are 400 person plus. And just for those events, we would have to put larger deposits than the $7,000 would allow. And those are much smaller events than process. And from what we just heard about, there was a $5,000 deposit in LA. And so I just don't think that feasibly, because of what was just spoke about with inflation, some of those costs that we've looked at have gone up so far from historical perspective. And I just think after the last couple of years, as far as financial historicals, we don't have an accurate financial historical right now based on current inflation and cost of goods for the places that we may be holding these events at. And it's something we've ran into multiple times with much higher deposits. We're doing $5,000 deposits for 400-person events. So an event as large as this, I would imagine that those deposits will only increase.
Sean, Hawaii Area 17 Treasurer, and speaking against this motion, I do agree with the idea of not letting the funds grow exponentially. There needs to be some kind of formula for disbursement of extra funds, but I believe $7,000 is too low of amount, and setting a fixed amount is also incorrect. There needs to be some kind of formula to determine that amount that makes sense on an annual basis so that amount doesn't have to be adjusted as time goes on. Hawaii is hosting, as you know, the 2026 PRASA, and in post-pandemic times, we have seen in Hawaii hotel costs and venue costs almost double, and from already expensive to very expensive. So I would like to, I know we already have $20,000 in our savings account that is about to be transferred to the PRASA committee, but I would hope that a better thought out motion be made around this with some kind of formula for to accommodate cost and some kind of prudent cushion for unexpected expense.
Thank you, Sean. And let's try to stick to the current motion too, just for time purposes. Yes, Tom.
My name is Tom, and I am an alcoholic, past delegate, State, California Northern Interior Area 7, Panel 70. And I think we need to understand what the seed money is actually for. I mean, by name, it's seed. It's to get started. That's only part of it, you know. So in some areas, maybe they're capable of doing that. But if the event were to operate at a loss, you know, if there's not any remaining money to cover that, and a lot of times those losses, so a room like this is provided free or at low cost if we meet a bed count, we sell a certain number of banquets, we sell the snack bar out here. If we don't meet those, there's now a penalty for that. And then we can't expect an area to absorb that cost. I think the idea of perhaps having an ad hoc committee put together to figure out what the cost should be. Thanks.
Thanks, Tom. Thomas?
Yes, Thomas B., Southern California, Area 5, past delegate, panel 67, chairperson, PRASA 2023. You know, our PRASA 2023 committee, I speak against the motion, was operating in uncharted waters. I mean, at the time of our signing of the contract with the LAX Marriott, our budgeting and expected attendance were modeled on figures from PRASA 2019 in Irvine, which we had every reason to assume would be at levels similar to our own. And while we certainly had figures from past in-person process, which under ordinary circumstances we could otherwise rely on with some sense of reasonable certainty, we had no information on just how PRASA in-person attendance would be impacted by the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, with PRASA 2023 being the first in-person PRASA to be held post-pandemic, with the wheels for in-person attendance had not been greased for a couple of years. The issue here is, as Tom just expressed, is the economy of PRASA, you arrange for the free meeting space. In exchange for that, you agree to a room night commitment and you agree to a food and beverage commitment. And we had, should we have had a substantial shortfall in any one of those, we would have incurred over $60,000 to $70,000 worth of debt, which our area could not repay. And going forward, as we consider hybrid and other situations which will have a tendency to decrease in-person attendance, it is important to maintain a prudent reserve so that every PRASA host committee has the necessary funds that do not, a necessary buffer to ensure that the area does not incur a financial loss.
Thank you. Jeff.
Yeah, thank you, Kathy. Jeff Gulak, alcoholic, past delegate Area 93, past PDAB chair and treasurer for the 2021 PRASA. I speak in opposition to this motion. I can tell you from 2021, when we put our deposit down for the Burbank Marriott, that was $6,000 alone, and that was pre-pandemic. I mean, we were just prior to the, I mean, we were the first virtual PRASA, and so that would, I would expect in some cases might be larger. Also, some of the numbers used in looking at this came from the 2021 and the 2022 PRASAs, which were virtual. So I don't think they reflect some of the costs that might be incurred on a regular basis, not to mention inflation. But I can tell you again, from being treasurer of the 2021 process, that the deposit, the administrative fees, the mileage to get to meetings, the office supplies, and promotion alone would be far more than $7,000. I don't think that's sufficient. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. Yes.
Thank you, Kathy. My name is Steve. I'm an alcoholic. I am the treasurer for the PRASA 2025 host committee, and to so far we have expended $10,000 in advance deposits for our venue in Anchorage. We have another $10,000 advance payment due this October, November. Area 02 would not be able to host PRASA with a cap at 7 or almost any cap. We wouldn't work. And I do know, as a past area chair, I am familiar with the area's treasury, and the area wouldn't be able to support that. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Yes.
Amanda, alcoholic, Area 42, Nevada. I'm an area committee at large member as well as district 5B treasurer. I've heard to make an educated decision as a member of AA, I'd like to hear what the exact number we needed prior to registration was, so that I would be able to understand, you know, whether or not we should raise a limit or if we, you know, what decision I would make as a member. So do we have a number? I've heard 40,000, 60,000. I've heard that this was too much, but do we have a number of what was needed prior to registration opening?
There is different for every single process. Some of the treasurers have come up and kind of given that information. One said, I can't remember what Jeff said on the last one, but if the here comes the treasurer, I think for, are you, well, no, is the treasurer here for this current process? Do you have the number that was, the question is, how much was needed before registrations came in? How much had to go out before registrations started to come in? Before registrations started to come in, how much had to go out?
We actually had a lower deposit than a lot of the other paper. We only had a 2,500 deposit. We spent about $8,000 before.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Jackie Benzinski. I am an alcoholic, and I am the access co-chair for this PRASA. I wanted to point out that if we look at Tradition 7, the long form, it says, we view with much concern those AA treasuries, let's say PRASA treasuries, which continue beyond prudent reserves to accumulate funds for no stated AA purpose, no stated PRASA purpose. And as an access chair, we are aware that there could be, if we had more deaf members, hard of hearing, who registered, first of all, they register when they know there's interpretation. Waiting for an accommodation request, I don't think is wise. I think we should always plan to have ASL, which means planning to have an ASL budget. And we had more, we would need six interpreters, not four. We had the option, if we could have afforded it, to buy a $2,000 piece of equipment that would have allowed us to have closed captioning that could have streamed to hard of hearing people's phones, so they could look at it. So I think that we need a fixed number is not wise, and I feel like host committees should be empowered to decide how much to disperse to GSO. Once they receive the seed money, they can discuss among themselves.
Stick to the motion. Thank you. Thank you. And if what you have said has already, or if what you want to say has already been said, then I just want to let you know we've gone on for quite some time. So, but go ahead.
Luis J. Alcohólico. Pues yo estaba escuchando más que nada que quieren ahora sí poner 7,000 nada más para la reserva para el área.
Luis J. Alcoholic, I was listening that you only want to put 7,000 for the reserve for each area.
Y la verdad, mi punto de vista se me hace muy poquito, la verdad, es una cantidad irrazonable.
And honestly, in my perspective, the amount is unreasonable and too little.
Creo que si llegáramos a una cantidad más sustentable, podríamos ponernos todos de acuerdo en este momento para poder llegar a un acuerdo de una cantidad mejor.
I think that if we were all get together substantially in an amount that would be better for the committee, and we could all come to that favor today if possible.
No lo sé, el compañero que pasó enfrente de mí dijo una cantidad y se me hace razonable como $10,000 para sustentar una reserva prudente para el área.
For me, the person that went in front of me said an amount of $10,000, and I believe that's reasonable and a substantial amount for the area that's going to be hosting.
Gracias por el servicio.
Thank you. Thank you for the service.
Thank you.
I'm an alcoholic. My name is Tim. I'm the district treasurer in District 13 of Area 2 in Hawaii. And I might have missed something, but if we're here for a service, I would vote against this, because if we're here for a service, I know that in prior years, people get excited about coming to PRASA before PRASA shows up as for registration, and if they had to think that they might not get an opportunity to learn more about service to ensure the future of AA, I'd get a little bit worried. And I know that in my situation, if you would have told me last year, well, I don't know if they're going to hold PRASA because they only have $7,000, it's only going to be depending on what they get. I don't know that I would have volunteered for my position, because I am an alcoholic and I look forward to learning more about what saved my life. And I want to ensure the future, so the hand does stay out there, and I want to ensure process future. And it seems to me, looking at that financial report, there's not $104,000 left going into next year. It's not very much money. You know, that $80,000 just got spent for this process, so I think we're okay with that. So thank you.
Thank you.
My name's Lou, and I'm an alcoholic. And this motion should be amended, because the way I see it, LA made $45,000, and they calculated that in approximately March. So now they just give that $44,000 to Alaska. Why do you have to give so much money to the PRASA that's a year after Alaska? That PRASA, they don't have any expenses. Why do you have to give a lot of money to a PRASA 2 years after.
We need to stick with the current motion. So
it should be amended to just do a new system where the profits from this process just go to the next one.
Are you trying to make a motion to amend it?
You
can't speak to it at the same time, so you would have to come back to make a motion to amend.
That's my point.
Okay, thank you. Brian?
Hi, I'm Brian, alcoholic, alternate treasurer for PRASA 2023, and I just wanted to give information about how much we spent prior to registration. It came out to $7,146. But a few things about that. The previous PRASA was virtual, and had it been in person, we might have incurred more expenses to go and promote the event. And then also, we don't want to hit zero right when registration opens and then have to wait for money to come in order to spend it. So we do need a cushion for that. And then also, Thomas spoke to it earlier, but there was a time when our exposure was, everything turned out well, but our exposure was much higher than that because we were uncertain. Being the first PRASA, that was in person, after 2 years of virtual, there was a time when we were uncertain whether we were going to hit the agreed to amount, and our exposure was higher than, I believe, even the seed money that we had. So I guess I speak against the motion.
Thank you, Brian. Julie?
Hi, my name is Julie Childers, Panel 71, Delegate from Nevada Area 42. I call the question.
Okay. Julie called the question. Is there a second?
Second.
Can you say your name?
Norm Alcoholic Area 93. I second that motion.
Thank you, Norm. Okay, that is not debatable, and it requires two-thirds. Which will stop discussion. All those in favor of calling the question, please raise your hand. Okay, all those opposed? Okay, that motion passes, so now we will go right into a vote on this, which will require two-thirds. I am going to reread the motion really quick, and then we'll go to vote. That each host area have no more than $7,000 in their reserve prior to open registration. The amount distributed to the next four assemblies should be capped so that no subsequent committee will have no more than $7,000 in seed money. All funds above $7,000 per host area be forwarded to the Alcoholics Anonymous General Service Board General Fund. All those in favor of this motion, please raise your hand. All those opposed? No, thanks, Gerald. You don't need to count. Thank you, though. Okay, we don't need to clap. Is there a minority opinion that would like to speak? Okay, seeing no one come to the mic, all right, we will move on to the next motion. And I would like to ask someone from the 2022 PRASA Host Committee to go to the mic to state this motion. Is there someone here from the 2022 PRASA Host Committee? Because that is who submitted this. Ian, are you coming to the mic? Okay.
My name's Ann. I'm an alcoholic. PRASA 2022 chair. Motion to allow the PRASA host committee to disseminate the first and second registration flyers via email to all members listed in the registration database who have provided an email address. Members who have not provided an email address, as well as any member who requests one, will be sent a registration flyer via postal mail. Upon approval of this motion, the PRASA guidelines will be revised to reflect this change.
Thank you. And you can't speak to it at this point.
Right.
Is there a second?
My name is Roseanne. I'm an alcoholic. I second.
Thank you, Roseanne. All right. And now we will open for discussion.
Still Ann, still an alcoholic? I know I'm not going to read to you because most of you have the motion, but I just wanted to give a little background and let you know that the PRASA 2022 host committee did pass this with substantial unanimity. We just feel like we could be better stewards of the money. The 2020 committee spent a total of almost $2,400 mailing flyers. 2021 spent almost $2,300 mailing flyers. Our committee spent $2,600 mailing flyers. Out of that, from 2020, only 60 people actually used those paper copies to register. We only had 66 people use those copies to register. And so we just feel like spending between $2,300 and $2,600 to mail flyers, when that's not really how people are registering nowadays, is kind of not being stewards, very good stewards of the money. And so we just think that anybody that doesn't have an email address, certainly, is going to get a paper flyer, and anybody who wants one for whatever reason should get a paper flyer. But other than that, we think email is what most people use, and we'd like to change the guidelines to reflect that. Thank you.
Thank you, Ann.
Hi, I'm Dennis, and I actually got the mail from the mailbox this time, and we spent over $2,000 on this. We got three people to register. Only three people used those forms. So it wasn't a cost-effective method for us anyway. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm... Whoa! Sorry. I'm Aiden Sand. I'm a real alcoholic, DCM for District 3, Area 5, Pasadena. And, yeah, I received in the mail the flyer and the registration paperwork. But, first of all, I received it so far in advance of PRASA that I lost it. And second of all, I have always registered online whether I received the flyer or not. So I think it is probably a good idea. In addition to that, if the I can't share the paper registration as easily as I can share the email one. If I get the email right with the flyer, I can share that and distribute that to my GSRs in the district. So it's just more accessible. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes.
Monk, back again. I love mail. I love mail that's not bills. And so I totally registered by mail. I will happily not do that in the future. I felt really bad because I know you guys spend money on it, right? So I wanted to utilize that tool. But I do suggest moving onto a digital platform only, or maybe two emails, and then whoever asks for it, kind of like the proposed plan, you mail specific amounts, but it would save a lot of money. Although, big fan of mail, so if there's any other mail you guys want to send, maybe a group photo afterwards, I will happily receive that.
Hi, Robert Alcoholic. Thank you for having this motion. I think it's time that we in AA move in this direction and continue to move in this direction to get away from this spending needless amounts of money on things that nobody uses. We need to do this. The three people who registered, I applaud your support of the U.S. Postal System, but I think, yeah, email is the way to go. Thank you.
Thank you. Judy?
Hi, I'm Judy W., and I support this motion wholeheartedly. Snail mail costs money and takes time. So if we mail everything out through the internet, it's not costing us anything. People are getting it. The people who don't get those emails are going to be reminded by their districts, by their service sponsors, by their individual group members, and they can apply however they wish after that. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Lou, and I'm an alcoholic, and there's a lot of clubhouses in the Pacific region, and they have tables with flyers on them, and the flyers are very important, and you need to have a PRASA flyer sitting in your clubhouse, a stack of PRASA flyers sitting in your clubhouse, because a lot of people will be alerted to PRASA by looking at a physical flyer in your clubhouse on the table. So
thank you, Lou.
Hi, Alec Alcoholic, DCM District 28. I just wanted to request a point of clarity. Did the...
La persona que trajo la moción a nuestra atención dijo que esto ya tenía unanimidad sustancial en el 2022. No dialogamos. El comité auspiciador decidió, pero toda la junta no. Esa es la pregunta que yo tenía. Gracias por la claridad. Kathy, alcohólica de Distrito 6, Área 9. Yo estoy en favor de la moción. Si el volante fue enviado, claro que la OSG puede imprimirlo y poderlo ponerlo en sus clubs, en sus áreas. Gracias. Hola, mi nombre es Stacy, soy alcohólica. Yo pues estuviera a favor de esta moción si es que hubiera una opción para optar cuando te registras a la conferencia en el espíritu del anonimato y de decisión. No me siento segura de solamente recibir un correo. So, eso es lo que tengo que decir. Gracias. Quiero hacer una llamada. Siento que sí. Ya que es una persona más. Yo también iba a hacer una llamada y la pregunta. No necesitamos hacer ese porque no hay nadie más en el micrófono. Pero gracias. Pero cuando miramos que no hay nada más en el micrófono, entonces voy a leer la moción bien rápido, ¿ok? La moción para permitir que el comité anfitrión de plaza distribuya el primero y segundo volante de registración por correo electrónico para todos los miembros que se registran en la base de datos y que han prohibido una dirección de correo electrónico. Los miembros que no hayan proporcionado una dirección de correo electrónico, así como cualquier miembro que solicite, recibirán un volante de registro de correo regular. Tras la aprobación de esta moción, las guías de plaza se revisarán para reflejar este cambio. Todos a favor, levante su mano. Los que están en contra. No miro a nadie que está en contra. Ok, gracias. Miro que si termino la agenda el día de hoy, entonces no tengo que compartir la reunión de trabajo el siguiente año. Hay que apurarnos. Solo estoy bromeando. Vamos a ir a Raila o Carla que vengan al micrófono para leer la mención número 5. Hola, mi nombre es Zoraida y soy una alcohólica y yo soy la coordinadora de interpretación y accesibilidades de Área 05 y también junto con Carla vamos a hacer la moción de la que moción de las guías sean enmendadas para incorporar el compromiso de que nuestro propósito primordial es llevar el mensaje a todos los alcohólicos y el espíritu de la tercera tradición de que todas las personas, que para cada persona que participe, como sigue, que la región del Pacífico se comprometa en honrar la diversidad dentro de la comunidad, empeñándose a alcanzar la participación de los grupos subrepresentados y la inclusión de ellos como presentadores, moderadores, lectores y facilitadores de la mesa redonda en el programa de plaza. ¿Alguien nos secunda? Carla, secundo la moción. Gracias. Ahora estamos listos para dialogarlo. Discusión. Nikki Yu, soy alterna delegada del área 05 y lo que yo miro el espíritu de la moción cuando el comité anfitrión y el coordinador del programa recibe las mociones o recomendaciones para de voluntarios, ¿cómo cómo la persona que está haciendo el programa sabe si la persona que se está haciendo voluntario es de un grupo étnico en particular, o cómo esa persona se puede identificar si en caso de que haga una lista y que diga que yo soy asiático, yo soy voluntario, como una persona anfitriona, cómo vas a saber, cómo en sí van a saber si van a asegurar esa diversidad cuando le están haciendo a ciegas. Carla, ¿puedes responder? Sí, sí puedes responder. Sí, sientes que los... Carla, alcohólica, normalmente es el delegado del área que provee esa información para el coordinador del programa. Y a través de su experiencia, creo que tienen una comunicación de quién es el coordinador del programa en ese tiempo. No estamos pidiendo por una solución, estamos pidiendo de que consideres si la emoción es importante para Alcohólicos Anónimos. En sí es, depende de cada comité anfitrión. Pensamos que ese derecho, poniéndolo en las guías, es una parte de plaza permanente. Ahorita está solamente en las recomendaciones y está, es para el comité anfitrión si quieren implementarla o no. Mi nombre es Susan Pearson, soy alcohólica, área 05 distrito 45, y estoy en contra de eso porque es mi entendimiento de que hay solo un requisito. Y para esto, para considerar algo más que yo lo considero un punto de afuera, yo es lo, no quiero que me miren como me miro yo cuando vengo a una reunión. No me gusta esto. Gracias. Chitra, alcohólica. No soy blanca. Yo crecí en el sur de California y estaba alrededor de gente blanca. Yo solamente por las personas que están en mí, me asimilan que yo soy lo que miran. Es una experiencia muy grande para mí por encontrar la sobriedad y reconocer que yo no sé quién soy, porque estoy siempre copiando a todas las personas que están alrededor de mí, pero pones a personas que me miran como yo, enfrente de mí, y me enseñan como mentores, y entonces podemos crecer en otras opciones. Yo he sido a muchas plazas, y miras alrededor del mundo, no es mucha diversidad, y podría ser, si estamos siendo representado el liderazgo, hablando de diferente. Yo pienso que no es, yo sé que es sentimental, pero es importante de poder ver diferentes voces y diversidades. Soy un alcohólico, pasado delegado, área 7, norte de California Interior. Me gusta la idea, pero yo me acuerdo que cuando yo era delegado, y yo sé que de los delegados antes que yo, que siempre animábamos que pusiéramos a las personas que fueran líderes en el comité de plaza. O sea, en otras palabras, lo que yo te estoy diciendo es algo que ya se está llevando a cabo. No sé si está en las guías específicamente y espero que podamos hablar de esto. Yo me acuerdo que tengamos esta conversación en una asamblea acerca de quién no está. Y una mujer que estaba ahí dijo que usualmente no estaba ahí, pero terminó viniendo a plaza por eso. Yo creo que la idea, no estoy seguro que necesitamos hacerlo una cosa formal o algo que ya estamos haciendo. Mi nombre es Monty y soy definitivamente un alcohólico. Sirvo como el pasado de la San Diego Imperial. Con más que lo puedo yo pensar que soy diferente, voy a hablar en la oposición de esta moción. Y la razón por la que estoy haciendo es porque en las mejores prácticas, estoy sugerencias para el comité anfitrión, ya está diciendo aquí que específico delegado se ha comprometido. de más diversidad, igualdad e inclusión. Sobre lo que ya estamos pidiendo esto. Para mí, esto estás poniendo un pensamiento encima de otro pensamiento de algo que ya se está practicando. Son distrito, miembro del distrito 3, área 05, PAS MCD, y yo pienso algo de que el comité se está perdiendo en términos de diversidad e inclusión. Es más te habla inglés, hispana, en mesas redondas, moderadores, parece que hace falta a la gente joven que no está representada en los paneles, así como los moderadores de las mesas redondas. Yo pienso que eso debería ser algo que Praza puede llegar para incluirlos. Hola a todos, mi nombre es Eileen y a mí me gustaría hacer un comentario. Área 58, creo que esta área acá, Mary, ella me pidió de que estuviera involucrada, pero me estaba echando para atrás y dije no, tenía miedo estar enfrente del panel, enfrente de todos en la plataforma. El área 58 es una forma muy bien de inclusividad. El área 58, pues más áreas, los de planificación tienen que estar involucrados teniendo personas de sordas y podría atraer más personas sordas a los eventos. Si tienes una persona sorda en el panel, las personas van a venir al evento y se va a hacer más interesante. Y vas a ver una persona sorda en el panel involucrada, más personas van a venir. ¿Me entiendes lo que digo? Y eso es posiblemente, es verdad para otros comités. Si alguien que se identifica contigo en el panel, pues vienes y vas a estar presente y vas a pegar por el hotel, vas a pegar por la comida, vas a pagar por todo. Especialmente con mi comité, que tienen problemas de audiencia. De oír, posiblemente Brian comió pollo y posiblemente él es muy bueno al compartir, o posiblemente en Alaska Brian va a estar en un panel. Esperamos que eso sea para el siguiente año. Eso es así. Soy área 72. No miro cómo dice la habla acerca de la tercera traición en sí, porque nunca parte de la unidad es de que somos alcohólicos y nuestro propósito primordial es de encontrar la sobriedad y está fuera de punto. Es un honor que me eligieron como una parte del panel. Mi maravillosa delegada, Cristo, me escogió porque cuando yo puse mi nombre, porque cuánta participación yo estoy haciendo en AA. Y yo siento un honor de eso, que odio que me hayan escuchado encima de alguien más, porque algo, aparte de ser una alcohólica, de que ellos no están participando, pero me escogieron que por una razón, el color de mi piel. Eso es todo. Hola, mi nombre es Maureen, soy alcohólica y yo estoy interesada en apoyar la diversidad en Praza, específicamente para lo que estás queriendo, si queremos una más grande diversidad, que estamos creciendo en formar unos documentos que nos pueda apoyar para atraer la diversidad y la unidad. Ya alcohólica. Yo tengo la tendencia de hacer las cosas suaves, pero así es como soy yo. Sí es difícil para mí poder encontrar miembros diversos y cosas que hacer, no lo voy a hacer. Aunque tenga las mejores intenciones, pero si miro barreras, se hace un poco difícil, voy a parar. O sea, hay diferencia en una recomendación y una enmienda. Y yo creo que es una conversación que queremos tener ahorita. Si hay una recomendación que estamos mirando a las personas que no tienen representación, pero estamos mirando que odio, el proceso hace esto y es importante de la unidad. No miro de que siempre todos son problemas, problemas con personas. Es muy difícil de decir que soy la única que soy representada y que no hay problema. Yo trato de escuchar a las personas que no necesariamente están representadas por lo que necesitan. Dijimos eso varias veces en esos dos días. Mi nombre es Teresa, alterna delegada, área 69. Voy a hablar en favor de esta moción. Vamos a decir, de entender, estamos muchas personas en la región del Pacífico. Escuché de que necesitamos guías, la aplicación de guías para las guías de reuniones. Inglés no es mi primer lenguaje, punto. Y para muchos, muchos, muchos años hice mucho amor. Me encantaba la idea de que todos somos iguales, somos alcohólicos, solamente tenemos esto. Si no es hasta que yo pude entender de lo que yo me estaba perdiendo en términos de representación, en términos de cosas similares, experiencias similares, en términos de proceso de recuperación y los procesos que yo puedo tener miedo de que me estaba perdiendo algo que tenía que ver con todo lo que yo escuché cuando ya estaba aquí del orador. No sé qué es más importante, va a ser homosexual o ser homosexual o alcohólico, o podemos combinar esas dos cosas. Son cosas maravillosas, pueden florecer. Y es lo mismo similar para una mujer, es similar para los jóvenes, similar para las personas de cualquier pasado. No creo que necesitamos comprometernos, porque es como el club de los boys, de los hombres. Vamos a mantenerlo como club de hombres, pero si todo está incluido, vamos a incluir todos. Vamos a tener esa diversidad en todos nuestros servicios. No, I'm good. So far, I'm good. Tenemos unos cuantos puntos que necesitamos trabajar de otros comités anfitriones y vamos a tener que parar a las 4:15 y salirnos de aquí. Toma. Mari. Sí. Voy al baño.
Muchas gracias. Mi nombre es Cristina. Soy alcohólica y miembro del comité de distrito en el área 21, perdón, área 07. Y estoy a favor de esta moción. Estoy a favor y estoy de acuerdo con las personas que han hablado anteriormente. Antes de eso, todos tenemos la experiencia de ser alcohólicos y somos muy diferentes, pero tenemos diferentes experiencias basadas en lo que hacemos aquí. Y la inclusión no es nomás acerca de las personas y sus experiencias, pero igual de tecnología y asegurar que la inclusión está más cómoda para que las personas puedan expresar sus puntos de vista diversos. Y igual los oradores aquí que han hablado en español, para pasar un micrófono un lado al otro entre la comunidad inglesa, como al poder tener dos micrófonos sería mejor, es una versión de ser inclusivos. Gracias. Hola, mi nombre es Ray Witter, alcohólico. Yo creo que esta es una mala idea porque es ambicioso, si se compromete a un lado y a lo mejor piensan como en los grupos que no están representados. Esto es poquito, no tiene claridad en definir los tópicos. Alguien mencionó temprano que ya hemos tratado de lidiar con esos puntos y creo que la mayoría de las áreas, cuando son anfitriones de plaza, intentan llevar el sentido de esto y todos y todo eso está presente en esta moción. Son más mi punto de ver. Gracias. Ryan, alcohólico del área 5. Yo estoy a favor de esta moción. Creo que la representación es muy importante, no nomás para una raza, una entidad, pero para cuál individuo que ha asistido a dos o tres plazas y no ve a alguien en el programa que refleja o identifica como él. Creo que debemos de saber acerca de eso e intentar de representar eso. Igual, ya se había dicho anteriormente que este es en las recomendaciones para el comité de práctica, y realmente no creo que es de cambiar de cómo estamos moviendo, pero a lo mejor mejorar de la manera que lo estamos haciendo y de la manera que lo estamos dialogando ahorita en nuestras pautas para dialogar como la conciencia del grupo, si lo queremos quitar de esa parte. Yo pienso que ya están las recomendaciones actualmente del pasado de este comité, ya lo he puesto, pero igual puede ser el diálogo en otro comité, en otro futuro comité. Pero pienso que es mejor que como un pleno decidimos si lo queremos o no. Saludos a todos. Sigo siendo Judy, sigo siendo alcohólica y voy a ser hasta que me muera. El entender el espíritu de esa moción, la entiendo, pero siento que al promover diversidad en vez de aceptar a todos, creo que sí somos inclusivos. Yo soy una alcohólica. El minuto que yo digo que soy alcohólica, me identifico con cada persona en este salón, sin importar quién, qué edad o cualquier otro punto. Las prácticas ya están en plazo y siento que si aceptamos esta moción, vamos a tener una lista de chequeo. A lo mejor vamos a tener que cruzar esto, esta parte. Debemos de tener un balance y hay que mantenerlo como debemos de estar. Gracias. Hola, soy alcohólico, soy RCG del área 93. Creo que parte de mi interés es una clarificación, porque no entiendo por qué tenemos esta moción si en el apéndice C hay un párrafo basado a inclusividad, de simplemente como poner este punto en diálogo. Esa es un poco de mi confusión. Igual, el punto 2 es que yo creo que Brian va a estar muy ocupado en Alaska el año que viene. Es por la representación en sí. ¿Vas a venir adelante? Porque creo que para ustedes que a lo mejor no se sienten representados, se están poniendo dispuestos. Porque si no te estás poniendo dispuesto a este panel, igual no te pueden elegir. Y es tan sencillo. Si queremos incluir a personas, se tienen que poner dispuestos a hacerlo. Igual tengo la misma pregunta, el por qué representar este punto cuando ya está en el documento. Gracias. Tenemos 8 minutos restantes. A lo mejor vamos a tener que continuar la discusión en el próximo plaza por si hay todavía personas en el micrófono. Rich D del área 92. Y me gustaría poner la discusión hasta la próxima junta de negocio. ¿Hay alguien que quiere secundar su moción? Yo quiero secundar la moción. DK alcohólico. Y se toma de variedad simple para poder la discusión al próximo plaza. ¿Alguien más que está a favor de poner ese punto hasta el próximo plaza? Levante la mano. ¿Todos en contra? Levante la mano. So, al parecer no pasó en mi punto de ver. Muy bien, vamos a contar porque no estamos de acuerdo. Entonces, por mayoría simple, vamos a ver si lo vamos a poner el punto para la próxima plaza. Por favor, levante la mano. Si quieren tocar el punto para la próxima plaza, levante la mano y mantenga la mano levantada, por favor. todos en contra de poner el punto para el próximo, para la próxima junta de negocios, por favor levante la mano y mantenga la mano levantada. Gracias. La moción sí fue aprobada para poner el punto para la próxima junta de negocios de Praza. Perdón, es un poco difícil contar, pero quería asegurar que estaba adecuado. Entonces, muchas gracias. Vamos a tener unos puntos. Vamos a mover de nuestros pasados y nuevos negocios. Los vamos a continuar el próximo año. Pero ahora me gustaría pedirle a Kate del área 18, Idaho, si ellos gustarían pasar. Saludos a todos, ¿cómo están el día de hoy? La área 18, ¿les gustaría invitar para venir a Idaho el 3, 4 y 5 de marzo de 2028 en Boise, Idaho? Pueden traer sus botas de ranchero, pueden traer su gorra de ranches, ¿no? Para tener una fiesta. Entonces estamos en modo de rotación y las áreas tienen que estar a favor o en contra de si quieren tomar esa rotación. El Idaho va a aprobar la rotación que les toca. Y entonces ahora me gustaría preguntarle a nuestro coordinador para Alaska 2025, perdón, si quiere venir al micrófono y decir unos minutos para emocionarnos un poco. Me gustaría la claridad, por favor. Pensé que esto iba a suceder mañana. Pero en fin, lo puedes hacer igual ese mañana. Mi nombre es Bruce, alcohólico, y estoy muy agradecido. La mayoría del tiempo estoy agradecido de ser el anfitrión del comité organizador para el próximo año. Tengo mis momentos en los que no, pero las cosas están sucediendo muy bien. No tengo mi página de lo que iba a decir conmigo, a lo mejor es algo bueno, pero la semana antes del Praza del próximo año, hay algo que sucede, un evento, hay una ceremonia que tenemos en Anchorage. Igual es la semana que hay muchos eventos y hay como eventos de esculturas de hielo. Y hay unos cuantos eventos que suceden que nunca los he visto, pero igual tenemos muchos cuartos asegurados con el hotel y hemos gastado mucho dinero para asegurar que el centro de convención, si ustedes fueron en 2008 la vez pasada que fuimos a anfitriones, no hemos podido comunicarnos con el MUS para asegurar que esté ahí presente, pero ojalá y todos puedan venir. De la manera que yo lo veo y las matemáticas en mi cabeza, es que si ahorras $3 al día, es como un café de Starbucks, si ahorras $3 al día, vas a estar cubierto para el viaje por avión, la registración y tu comida ya. Muchas gracias. Gracias, Bruce. Gracias a todos. Igual vamos a cerrar con la declaración de responsabilidad que dice, ¿quién es responsable? Yo soy responsable cuando cualquiera, donde quiera, extienda su mano pidiendo ayuda. Quiero que la mano de AA siempre esté ahí y por eso yo soy responsable. Muy bien, gracias. Por favor, obtengan todos sus pertenencias.